This is the Mistress Carrie's Situation Report for April 26th, 2024. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Just announced, Megadeth are bringing the Destroy All Enemies tour to the Leader Bank Pavilion in Boston on September 11th. Mudvayne and All That Remains will be direct support for Megadeth. Tickets for the show go on sale today at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster. Motley Crue have released their first new song with guitarist John Five. Dogs of War was released this morning, as was the CGI video for the song, which can be found on the band's YouTube channel. Last night, Slipknot played their first show of 2024 and their first show with their new drummer after parting ways with Jay Weinberg back in November. The band adopted a mostly classic look, bringing back the red jumpsuits and some familiar masks from early in their career. Their first performance was supposed to be at the Sick New World Festival tomorrow, but earlier in the week, Slipknot announced the surprise intimate concert on their website, YouCan'tKillMe.com. Tickets were just $9 to get into Pappy and Harriet's in Pioneertown, California. The venue, holding 350 people, sold out in minutes. The Rolling Stones have announced the support acts for their Hackney Diamonds U.S. tour, kicking off the first night with Gary Clark Jr. opening up the show in Houston. Ghost Hounds will open after that, followed by Kaleo, Electric Mud and Karen Leon, The Pretty Reckless, Joe Bonamassa, and the Red Clay Strays are also touring with the band. Openers will rotate show to show, so check your local listings. Richie Sambora is reportedly unhappy with the way he's portrayed in the new Bon Jovi docuseries, Thank You, Good Night. In an interview with People, John Bon Jovi revealed that he invited Richie Sambora to his home to screen the documentary, saying, quote, "There's never animosity." The singer insisted, however, that a representative for Sambora painted things a little differently, saying, quote, "Richie flew out to see John and brought him a birthday present, a really nice guitar, but they screened John's documentary instead. Richie left after the third episode because he was sick and tired of what he was seeing." Sambora, who quit Bon Jovi back in 2013, said, "I don't regret leaving the situation, but I regret how I did it." His representative said he doesn't like the way he's being cast. He disagrees with how they framed his departure from the band, and to him, the currency of happiness is more important than the currency of money. Sambora also announced the release of a new single called I Pray, the first of four brand new tracks to be released weekly through the month of May on all digital platforms. Produced by Bob Rock, who's also worked with Bon Jovi, Metallica, and who produced the new Motley Crue song, Dogs of War, that was released today. Alien Ant Farm's sixth studio album, Mantras, has now made its way to the masses. The album represents their first release since 2015's Always and Forever. The video for the song, Storms Over, was also released today. The band begins their North American tour tomorrow in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And a newly announced leg of the tour with Sponge, Tantric, and Closure kicks off in Tempe, Arizona on July 2nd. That includes three dates in New England, Sanford, Maine on July 18th, Herman, Maine on July 19th, and Manchester, New Hampshire on July 20th. Eminem has announced a new album, The Death of Slim Shady, Coup de Grâce. Taking to social media, the rapper made the announcement along with a trailer featuring a reporter pondering the death of Eminem's alter ego, Slim Shady. And new releases out today include Humanoid from Accept, the 40th anniversary expanded edition of Rebel Yell from Billy Idol. Def Leppard's Pyromania 40th anniversary box set is out today. Neil Young and Crazy Horse released Effin' Up. The Pet Shop Boys' Loneliness is out today. St. Vincent's All Born Screaming, featuring an appearance from Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters, and Tom York's Confidenza, music from the film, is out today. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to the Mistress Carrie podcast. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 203, featuring Lee Cacati from Pop Evil, is available now. And check out the brand new bonus episode featuring Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue that was released earlier today.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.